Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
First of all, the defense. I think they had gave up 187 yards. The pressure, the pass rush was incredible, especially in the second half. You know, how many sacks, how many quarterback hits. Really didn't give them a chance to breathe really at all. I thought the coverage was really good. Man coverage, yeah, he completed a couple there. But how about the coverage down the stretch? How about Cheeto's play? How about Rowe's play? You know, just tight coverage and batting balls out and getting PBUs. Of course, the sacks. I'm just going to be more proud of those guys.
Three sacks, 10 quarterback hits, numerous pressures. Again, though, we came into the game saying, well, Dylan Gabriel stinks. And it was very obvious that Shedeur Sanders was not ready for prime time when he got in this game.
Oh, they never prepared him.
Yeah. So what do you make of the defense? I thought that they were good, but I don't know what to make of it because of what they went against. You can only play who you play, but... what do you glean from it?
Nothing. I mean, they generated some pressure. They got huge assist from two kids who are not ready to be NFL, not ready to be on an NFL football field at the quarterback position. And I give them credit. They got their hands on the ball a few times, which about around halftime, I'm like, if they don't get their hands on the football against these Mooks.
Yeah.
Then they might lose this game. Especially on a day where the Ravens are putting it in their hands. So hats off to Wiggins, hats off Awuzie at the end of the game. I mean, look, they throw that touchdown pass there.
Mm-hmm.
It's season over.
Well, they probably would have went for two.
No, I can't tell you how I know. But I have it under good authority they weren't going for two there, which is crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely
crazy.
That's
very hard to believe.
I will tell you during a break, but they weren't going for two, which is insanity.
Yeah, that is insanity.
So regardless,
you give up a fourth down comeback to a kid who they have gone out of their way to sabotage,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't think you're going to be sitting here trying to tell me, look at this number and look at that number. It'd be like you couldn't get Shedeur Sanders.
He made a good throw there, and Awuzie made a nice play.
Yeah.
The Browns, ultimately, they had two drives. It was that drive that you were talking about right there, Jason, and the field goal drive where Judkins, he was able to get something going on that drive, got probably 40 yards. Outside of that, and how much do I glean? I don't know. But this was the first game, even in this stretch where the defense has played better, where it was a dominating performance.
Yeah.
That looked like a dominant defense. When you hold an opposing team to third and fourth down combined, 2 for 15, they didn't convert a third down in the first half. What they did following the Western muff punt, where you got first and goal at the 5 to hold them to a field goal, 10 quarterback hits, 9 passes defensed. Kyle Hamilton was
he was the best player on the football field. Yes,
Kyle Hamilton, this was Ravens PR, recorded 9 tackles, 1 sack, 3 tackles for a loss, 2 passes defensed, and a forced fumble. He is
Well, he was the second best player on the football field.
Who was the best?
Myles Garrett.
Oh, the best Raven on the football field. Yes.
Hamilton.
Myles Garrett, though, once he knew that he got the four and he knew I predicted four, he said, I'm good for the day. I'm good. He got four in the first half. He's like, I'm good.
Put his hand up. You can let somebody
else. Yeah. I did my job.
But.
By the way, Hamilton's arm is hanging every third play.
I've always said, like, I think there's something back there that, like, it's just, it looks like, it always looks like it's a stinger waiting to happen.
And Van Noy, you predicted that he made his presence felt, had that sack and another quarterback hit. They were able to get consistent pressure, but the quarterback play for the Browns wasn't apt.
It's the first time they've gotten consistent pressure since the last time they faced Cleveland.
Yes.
Well, they got pressure against McCarthy. They got pressure against McCarthy.
Yeah, I look, they did what they had to do. I have some reservations about them on the whole, but it really felt like
an awkward
exhibition.
Like the defense won the football game.
The offense sucked.
Yeah.
The offense had three plays.
Yeah.
Offense had three explosive plays. One of which was a gadget, and that was it.
That was the
offense. A Zay for catch and run for 45.
Henry 59.
The Henry 50. The Henry 50.
Which
whatever.
Settled for a field goal.
And the Andrews bootleg. That's the offense.
By the way, am I crazy? Like, they had something going with Henry early with Lamar under center, and he was getting like chunk runs, and then they stopped doing that. Like they stopped. But not that I know we're talking about defense, but you brought up Henry. Like, he was getting like 5-6 chunk runs, yards a carry runs, and then they stopped doing that.
Well, they can't get anything going with him when it really matters in the red zone or around the goal.
No.
So that's still a problem. But yeah, I mean, look, the defense did their job. They looked menacing. They had these quarterbacks completely meshuggah, as they should have.
Yes.
Yeah, good word. Draymond Jones looked good again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they showed up with an energy and a spirit, and they understood the assignment. They understood. It's like I told you guys, you can take all the chances in the world. Again, well, we didn't know. I did predict Don Gabriel wouldn't finish the game as well.
You did. You did call that.
And that they'd be cheering him being out. Now, they didn't know he was in the concussion tent or whatever. Yeah. But you could do whatever you wanted to him, and he can't do anything about it. And then the guy they brought in, they never even repped with the starters ever. So, yeah, they understood the assignment. They could attack with some abandon, and they executed, and they got it done. Look, I thought there's a world that existed where Judkins could have been a problem for them. It turned out not to be the case. They did the job. The assignment doesn't get a whole lot more difficult this week.
No.
And then we'll see after that, depending on what the state of the Bengals is.
For people just tuning in, the Jets have announced they are benching Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor is going to start the game against the Ravens on Sunday. So,
and that's good news for the Ravens, because I think Justin Fields could have ran for 120 yards on them. If they had come out and just said, we're basically going to run Wildcat with Justin Fields, I think they could have held the ball for 35 minutes, and I think he could have been the leading rusher in the game.
Can I blow your mind real quick? Please. So the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2012, correct?
Yes.
The quarterback room in 2012 was Joe Flacco and Tyrod Taylor. They're going to play potentially four games against those two guys in 2025.
Playing back-to-back weeks?
Yes. Like, they play Joe and Cleveland.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, Joe's hurting right now, too.
Yeah. That was a rough outing. Yeah.
Like, no one's talking about it, but they could get Browning in one of these games, because I'm not sure about the Burrow part of it.
Yeah.
And then Flacco's playing with one arm.
Yeah,
he
got hit. Both of those quarterbacks, that's baked into that cake. But both of those quarterbacks got the crap kicked out of them a little bit in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yes.
Alas, coming up next, it's a Monday, six-pack time. Our six-pack of offensive observations. And, man, it was offensive at times. We'll give them to you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.